Blog Talk Radio.
Last week marked the 15th reunion the Gaines family has hosted since 1986. The brainchild of my cousins, Teresa Johnson and Lula McKeever, the family roots are deeply intertwined in slavery, suffering, and salvation. William and Louisa Gaines were the original slave couple allowed to stay together as they raised 14 children in Georgia starting in the late 1700s. Today's show will discuss the many ways that your family reunion can serve as the principal method to archive your family history. We'll also use the Gaines model of knowledge transfer, where one family member passes the family leadership from one generation to the next. Big or small, family reunions, gatherings, and celebrations are excellent ways to provide a long-lasting thread of family stability to your immediate and expanded family unit. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. We're in the middle of July. Now, I know that this show archives and people listen to it throughout the year because I see the stats. But right now, it's July 24th, 2014. We're in the middle of summer, and I've just come back from my exciting family reunion, which I thought would be a good way to talk about how these reunions are not only entertaining and fun, but excellent ways to really archive family history. You know, so often we read about other people's history, we see where scholars and individuals do years of research on famous families and famous people, but so often the message is lost that you also in your family, no matter where you are, where you happen to live, there is something really significant that should be preserved and celebrated and in some ways ritualized wherever you happen to be. You may want to get a copy of my book, 21 Ways to Bring Multiculturalism to Your Job, Your Home, and Your Community, because in the book I talk about family reunions, and I also talk about how you can archive and record the history, the living history of your oldest and your eldest relatives. So often they are treasure chests with information and knowledge, and we take them for granted so often. So while they are living and while we love them, it's a wonderful idea to just gather the information either with one of your smartphones. You can take the recording device that's included with your smartphone and interview them, either an audio interview or a video interview, or there are other devices, but you can go to the book and find out more about it. You can get the book at tellcarole.com. That's TellCarole.com. And you can click through, and then you'll be able to order the book that way. It's also on Amazon.com as well. So that's the first part of it. But I'm going to play a couple of video clips based on last week's reunion. Now, obviously, this is my personal experience, but I think it is a way, a mechanism to help you to explore your own family and the many ways that your personality, your perspective, your way of life, and certainly your cultural heritage has been embedded in this whole family structure that goes back to the beginning of time. Technology is one way to capture it, but there's just many, many ways that it's important to really understand the value and the significance of family. The first clip I'm going to play is Teresa Johnson. Teresa is one of our senior members. She's not the oldest, believe it or not, but she's one of the senior members of our family. Because of Teresa and Lula McKeever, we call her Peaches, Cousin Peaches, our family, the generations of our family have been celebrated through the Gaines family reunion, and I'll talk to you more about that in a few minutes. But she is the reason why. It was her vision, along with Lula McKeever and a couple of others, back in 1984 through 1986 when the first reunion was held in Columbus, Georgia. It's because of them that I had a chance to go to Philadelphia last week with my family. Most of my family members, my immediate family members, were there. One son-in-law didn't have a chance to make it, but the other family members were there, and we just had a great, great time. So this is Teresa Johnson.
Oh, this is tired, too. Tell us who you are and where you're from. My name is Teresa Johnson from Detroit, Michigan. My mother was Annie Will Gay Wallace. I came into the reunion when it started, which was in 1986. Peaches McKeever and I thought it was time for the Gaines family to get itself together, stop sitting and talking and getting up and doing something. So the year of 1986, we planned the reunion and we went to Columbus, Georgia, which is the home base for the Gaines family as far as I know. Now, I know we go to different areas and long time ago and all that, but as far as I know, my mother used to talk about family a lot. And my only regret with it all is that we didn't start soon, because there's a lot of history that has been just plain lost in the shuffle. I advise any family, at whatever age you are, start it, do it, and follow through. You'd be surprised at what you can learn about your family. They teach you and you teach them. But you must start with our young and make them understand what family is all about. We as blacks are losing our history because we're not following through on what it is that we should do. And we always blame everybody else, but it has nothing to do with anybody else. If you don't do it, it will not be done. So just get up and do what you can do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is Teresa Johnson. You just heard her, and I have video clips on my Facebook page. This will all get mounted to my webpage as well. So we had probably 40-plus members who were there. We've had larger reunions. This one is a little small, but didn't make any difference. We had a good time anyway. But the whole point, as Cousin Teresa had said, was it was a way to capture history, capture our history. Lots of that history had been lost. We have a pretty wonderful family with just a tremendous past. The original family members, William and Louisa Gaines, were born somewhere in the South in the 1700s, so obviously of African roots. They were a slave couple. They were allowed to marry. And the significant piece is that they were also allowed to keep their family together. With so many slave families in the North and the South during that time, they would sell off slaves to make money, to raise money, and literally destroy families that way. With my mother's father's family, and this is part of my mother's father's tradition, that family was not split up. They were allowed to stay together. And so William and Louisa Gaines had 14 children on this Georgia plantation. Gus Gaines was one of their 14 children, and he ended up having 14 children of his own, of which one of the 14 members of that family was Sarah Gaines, and Sarah Gaines is my great-grandmother. So we trace our lineage back that way. We have our historian of the family is Clarence Gaines, who is one of my cousins and has spent probably the last 20 years or more tracing the family history. So when we get to our reunions, we have charts that go almost from ceiling to floor that literally have every single family member that's been traceable and archived. Clarence has meticulously put these charts together. So when we have these reunions, we have friends who come to the reunions. We love having them. But if you claim that you're a family member, there has to be some connection with you being on that family tree, just based on that diligent work that's been done throughout the years. So it's fun meeting with family members and connecting with each other, and then figuring out what part of the family you're a part of, and just obviously seeing these young people now We've had 15 reunions that go back close to 30 years. So I literally have seen babies born into this family. Now they're growing up. Some are in college. Some are getting ready to go to college. And some are married now, like my own children, who are now bringing their children to the reunion. So it's just an amazing experience. And these are the kind of moments that family reunions allow you to capture, where you can capture these kind of experiences through weekend events or one-day events. It really depends on you. In the book, I explain the format that we use, and you can use that as a template. Sometimes there are families that have reunions every year, and they meet for a day. They get together in their particular location. They come back to the same location every year, and that's the way that their family reunion experience is ritualized. The way the Gaines family decided to operate back in 86, and they've held true to it, is that we have a reunion every other year, and it rotates. So we have met in Georgia a couple of times. In Columbus, Georgia, they've returned twice. Now, this will be the third time. We've been to Atlanta. We've been to parts of Illinois, Chicago. They've been out to Las Vegas. Now Philadelphia. 2 years ago, they were here in Boston, and my daughter Michelle was the host. So we have not only had these rotating reunions, but now we are passing on the responsibility of the reunion to the next generation. We've made some other changes as of our family member meeting last weekend, where the family is once again going to begin, they're going to be involved in the planning process. But we really try to involve our young members of the family to have key roles in the family reunion. Teresa, who you just heard, passed on the baton of leadership to Keith Williams, who is her nephew, her sister's child. They're all my cousins. And so Keith now is responsible for being the patriarch or the leader of the family. So when we have our family meeting, Keith is in charge of that, but Teresa is very close by. Now, this is interesting because I put out information about my family reunion on both LinkedIn and Facebook. We also have a Facebook page. It's a closed page, so only family members can be a part of that, but that's a way for us also to communicate and keep in touch. And again, because we have young members who are actively involved in our families, they are the ones who have set up the Facebook page. But I put this out on LinkedIn, and Deborah Mitchell said this. She said, family reunions or homecomings are a form of family business. Many run these gatherings like a corporate retreat business and fun all in one. Some are replete with a board of governors, voting rights for family members who work hard to maintain their family ties and progress the family. Scholarships are available only to qualified college-bound students who demonstrate their interest via grades, essays, etc. Memorial services recognize those who have passed, and, oh, the so important volumes of published history book, which memorialize these insights provided through family interviews. Well, Deborah is spot on, because that's how my family is operated. We have regions. We have people who are in charge of the regions. We have scholarships that we give away. We have a memorial tribute that takes place at our reunion, at our banquet every time that we meet. And so there's a structure that is very much incorporated in the Gaines family reunion. So I read that. I said, oh, my goodness, she must have been at my reunion last weekend. I'll read a couple of more comments to you in just a few minutes. But I also want to play now a video clip. This is it's originally a video clip, but it's audio for our purposes. This is Keith Williams, and he's now the head of our family. He's come to every reunion along with Cousin Teresa, so he has a lot of history there. But, again, it will give you some insight in terms of how we have passed the baton from one family member to the next.
I am the chairman of the Gaines Family Reunion. As many of you may know, we have been in a transition period. We have transitioned from Teresa Johnson, also of Detroit. Oh, I didn't tell you that, the Big D. That's where I'm from. That we are starting that transition into our next generation. You see the phrase on our shirts, a link to our past, a bridge to our future. We've got to keep going. We want everybody to know who and what the Gaines family is all about. Carol has asked me to just say a couple words to you about where I'm from, who I am, and what we are doing. Again, Kate from Detroit. Transitioning, Teresa, she's still in charge. I'm learning. Carlton is working with me as the next generation for the leadership role in terms of the I don't know what the official title is. Somebody has called it president, somebody else called it governor, I don't care. As long as we continue to get together every 2 years and meet as a family. Now, the importance of what it means to me. What it means to me is that every 2 years I kind of get to, and I've said this before, recharge my battery. I get to recharge my personal battery so that as I go out and I interact with the rest of the world, I know who I am and who I am, not just the Lord's. That's first and foremost. We all know that. But I know I'm a part of the Gaines family, which has such a rich heritage and tradition. And so I get to help transition that to the next group of people that's coming along behind us. Also included in that is our next generation. Angela has done a wonderful job of putting together the reunion for here in Philadelphia this year. She's helping us. She's helping to show the next generation what leadership is all about. So I am just proud and pleased to be able to send this message out to everybody that we are having a wonderful time here. This is the Gaines family. We are strong. We will continue to get stronger because each of you go out and do a little history search on us, you'll find that there are so many people that have influenced not just us, but the entire country that we live in. All right? Thank you for the opportunity.
And that is Keith Williams, my cousin, who is doing a great job now as our chair of the family, and we have so much fun and just love his spirit along with so many others. We typically, you'll see in the summertime, if you're going to various points of entertainment or whatever, you'll see people with lots of these T-shirts. Well, we are the same way. And I actually, on the Blog Talk page, and this is also going to be on my blog page with my website, you'll be able to see the wordage that was used for this year's T-shirt that Clarence Gaines designed for us. 2 years ago, we just put a picture of Wesley John Gaines, who is a historical bishop in the AME Church. We are very much embedded in the history of the AME Church, and so we just used his picture for our T-shirt. So each 2 years, we do something very different, honoring the past, obviously, but always paying attention to where we are and the connection that we have as family members. Now, we have spent probably the last 4 years, and we'll continue this, even though things will be modified and done a little differently, but we tend to want to get our young people involved in the family reunion process. Ben Carlton is in Georgia. His parents dutifully pick up everybody every 2 years, drive them to wherever the reunion happens to be. So they literally start off in the central part of Georgia. They came up to Knoxville, Tennessee, picked up other family members, and then came all the way to the reunion. Because our family is like so many other families, our family is multicultural, so it's not just all black people now. Originally, yes, it was a black family, but through the years, because of marriage and relationships, our family is progressively becoming more multicultural. I have met Hispanic, Latina members of our family. We have white members of our family. We have members who are from Africa. My son-in-law is Jamaican originally. My other son-in-law is from Cape Verde. So, again, families expand, and so what you end up is a blend of people, which is really a lot of fun. On my YouTube channel, I'm actually posting these videos, and you can also see it on my Facebook page, and ultimately they'll all be on my website. But Angela and Matthew Epstein are family members, cousins, who actually hosted this year's reunion. They have two small children, little boy, Miles, who is 3, I believe, and little Benjamin is probably 8 or 9 months old. So they have young children, but Matthew is Jewish, and Angela is African-American, and Matthew has been to 3 reunions, and he's very much a part of our family. So I love it because it gives me a real opportunity to practice what I preach in terms of diversity and recognizing the significance of it. So these, I'm going to play a little clip from Matthew and Angela Epstein. They hosted this year's reunion.
I'm Angela Epstein. I am originally from Detroit, now live in Philadelphia with Matt. We planned this year's Philadelphia Games reunion. It's been a joy. We're very happy to have everyone here with us. My great-grandmother was Annie Will Gaines Wallace, so that's how I come into the Gaines family. I've been coming to the reunions for most of my life. They started in 1986. I've been to almost every one of them. Missed a few when I was in college and law school. But it was very, very interesting and gratifying to be this year's host and to get to know my family better in a whole new level.
It's my third reunion, and I've had a blast every time. This one has been the best yet. My family is from Philadelphia and from Western Pennsylvania. Every 2 years, we did a reunion outside Greensburg, Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, in a very small town called Greensboro. So I always enjoy family reunions. They're great.
Well, that's a beautiful young couple. Baby Benjamin was sleeping on Cousin Angelo while they were doing that interview. But again, it gives you a sense of here Matthew goes to his own family reunions and goes to his family reunion by marriage, and so the beat goes on. We had another, the Calton family, one of the Calton cousins of mine is also white from Tennessee, and he comes with his wife and their beautiful young daughter, Jasmine. So that's what families are all about, but it's the acknowledgement and the recognition of who we are, our birthplace, our historical roots, but certainly where our family has grown and how it grows going forward. Back to the LinkedIn comment, Sheila Halliman was commenting on Deborah Mitchell's a piece in terms of how the family reunion certainly can have this business format. And she says, excellent commentary, Deborah. Handling family business is a top priority. For me, a balanced family and work life is a top priority. Reunions, homecomings are a must, as they are the most personal way to maintain accurate family history. And she says, Carol, the information gleaned from the family interviews during this consistent annual and biannual gathering is invaluable for grooming a productive, positive, contributing group of citizens. And together, it's loads of fun. So you are absolutely right, Sheila. That's a great comment. There's just wonderful ways where you can get to know one another. There are new relationships that have been spawned because family members sort of click and they stay in touch. That certainly has happened with my daughter, Michelle, where she has just built a whole camaraderie of friendships with her cousins, and they stay in touch throughout the year through tweets, through not really tweets, but through Facebook postings and through texting. So those are the ways that they stay in touch. Also, there are friends who are also part of our family reunion process. They're not biological members of the family, but they come. So I have some clips on that, and again, I'm going to post most of these in the weeks and the months to come. So it's just really an exciting process. I want to play two more clips from Taylor Hibbler, who is a family member. I've known her now since she was probably 6 or 7 years old, and she's come to the reunion since that point in time. She lives in Atlanta. She is now a rising junior in college. She's a chemistry major, and she loves the dance floor. She just has fun on the dance floor. This is Taylor.
Haven. I've been going to these games since about 2002. Maryland was my first, and now we're in Philadelphia. I've never been to Pennsylvania, so this is very interesting to me. My favorite part of the family reunion is the banquet, of course, because we all get to dance and all the awards I'm giving out. Never won one, but I'm going to win one. But other than that, I'm a junior at Albany State University. My major is chemistry. I love being in the lab, so I want to be a chemist when I get older. I want to be a pharmaceutical chemist, actually, and I plan to attend Auburn Pharmacy School. But my favorite part also is being around family. So by being an only child, I see all my family members when I come to these family reunions, and I love them. Love you, everybody.
You're such a cutie. You have to see her. She's got the greatest shape and hair, and she's so enthusiastic. So I just love being around Taylor because she is delightful. The last clip I want to play is Mercedes Harris, again, a cousin, a friend. Actually, she and my daughter were at the same college together and didn't realize they were cousins. That's just how amazing these experiences can be. They both went to Spelman College, but this is Mercedes. Mercedes just got back from a two-year stint with IBM in Australia. So she took her mom there, her son, Harlem. They were there for 2 years, had a great time. She's an engineer by training, and she's a software engineering, so she sold software equipment for IBM to the government of Australia. Just amazing. This is Mercedes Harris.
Welcome. My name is Mercedes, and I'm here at the Gaines Family Reunion, one of my favorite times of the year. I've been coming to the family reunion since the mid-90s, I believe, probably maybe 97, 98. It's just a wonderful, positive environment, a nice place to recharge, and I'm very grateful for my family and the history that we have and the way that we've been able to retain it and pass it on from generation to generation. I most recently went to Australia, and I will say that experience was amazing. It really helped me remember that how important my family is to me. And so I really wanted to make sure that we were able to come back in time to attend the family reunion because it's very special to me. My dad is here today, my stepmother, and this reunion I was able to attend with my grandmother the last time I saw her in the 90s. So it's always been very special to me to be able to share that moment with her. She was able to reconnect with her sister. She hadn't seen in a long time. So again, family reunion will always be a special place in my heart. I'm very proud of my family. We've done amazing accomplishments and really lift each other as we go. Thank you.
And that is Mercedes Harris. She's a dynamo, just an amazing young woman. She's traveled all over the world and just loves life. So that's a snippet of my family, and all I did was take my iPhone. I had a microphone, so I clipped everybody with a mic, and I have, about a dozen or so video clips with family members that I am slowly posting online. So it does not take a lot of expense. I talk a lot about that in the book as well, how you can do that. But again, just archiving information for yourself and for your family members is just an invaluable way to really experience things. So what I said with LinkedIn, this is what triggered all of the comments that were made. I said I have posted a fair amount of my family activities to help you see that diversity and multiculturalism are intertwined with our daily activities. In my book, I talk about interviewing your elder family members and your family at your family reunions. It's a way for you to preserve your history and offers you an opportunity to share your insights with your friends and your colleagues. Love for you to think about starting a family reunion, or if there's already one in play, go to your family reunion so that you can learn more about your particular family. I understand that for some people this is very painful. There are some people who don't want to have anything to do with one aspect of their family. Got that. Perhaps there's another relative, or maybe it's not your father's side of the family, maybe it's your mother's side of the family that you can research and start the information. But for most of the people on the planet, knowing and being connected to family is paramount to the success and the lifeblood of our humanity. And a wonderful way to do it and to express it is to go to have or to celebrate each other through the family reunion experience. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week is the National Association of Black Journalists National Convention, so I'm going to be a part of that here in Boston. But we will be back in the next 2 weeks talking about important topics. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Have a wonderful week or weekend. We will talk to you soon.